In just a few weeks, the Czech Republic will lift its border controls as the country joins the Schengen area. However, that doesn't mean Czechs will be allowed to cross the borders wherever they want to. Šumava National Park, stretching along the German and Austrian borders, has decided to exclude part of the German frontier from the border-free zone. Regional politicians and tourists are very much against the idea, arguing that the former Iron Curtain is now being transformed into a new Green Curtain. Ruth Frankova talked to Radovan Holub, the national park's spokesperson, and started by asking about the reasons behind the decision.
The national park is consisting with so-called core zone and so-called second zone. And here in the second zone will be free movement for the tourists. The tourists will be able to go from Germany to Czech Republic wherever they want, on whichever place. But in the core zones, the movement between both parks is restricted because of nature protection. And you are able to move only on marked paths. And they are only few of them in these areas. And practically none of them is going through the border. It is about 50 kilometers, maybe even a bit less.
Do they have such severe restrictions in the German part of the national park in the Bavarian forest?
Basically, they have. The core zone is accessible only on trails, but these trails are much more dense than in Czech Republic, than in the national park Šumava. They are more dense, and you are even able to move on the non-marked trails there. And this is the basic and most important difference between National Park Bavarian Forest and between National Park Šumava.
This is also one of the arguments of some of the Czech regional leaders who are against your plans to exclude this area from the border-free zone. They say that in the past there also used to be a dense network of pathways in the Czech part, and they expected these pathways to be re-established.
It is a question if we should build up again all the villages with all the inhabitants which were here before the World War II. As you know, after the year 48, everybody had to go, and the villages were abolished, were ruined, were put down. So I doubt that it would be reasonable to put up all the villages which were here before, with all the trails and with all the roads which existed before. But I think that some reasonable movement between both parks should be made, and we try to prepare some rules for such movement for the foreseeable future.
That was Radovan Holub of the Šumava National Park speaking to Ruth Frankova.